This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. Pennsylvania's lacking in the way it tracks inmate deaths. In Philadelphia, a $22 million anti-violence program was bungled. DoorDash is testing something new, and a roller coaster gets its own beer. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Hundreds of inmates die in state prisons and county jails, but Pennsylvania's oversight is superficial at best, reports the Center Square. Deaths in state prisons rose from 171 to 239 over a four-year period, with county jails seeing 56 total in 2020, a two-decade high for the state. However, these numbers may be higher as, according to Penn Live reporter Josh Vaughn, Pennsylvania's tracking, quote, data is spotty at best. Vaughn and colleague Brittany Haler have unveiled dozens of hidden deaths within the prison system, like how in 2022, only 40 out of 65 of such deaths were properly reported to the federal government. And with all these staffing shortages, focusing on in-custody deaths has become a lower priority. Plus, jails and prisons tend to go unpunished if they're uncooperative with the reporting requirements that do exist. Some experts have suggested the creation of a death in custody review committee, which would have the authority to look into inmate deaths and recommend policies. There's also a proposal in the Senate right now that would require correctional facilities to report a death within 30 days to the state attorney general, or else face a misdemeanor or non-compliance fines. Philadelphia's Community Expansion Grants Program was a $22 million initiative in 2021 meant to be an urgent response to the city's gun violence, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer. But according to a recent report issued by City Controller Christy Brady, the program was rushed through a no-bid contract process, resulting in confusion, delayed payments, and ultimately didn't give any funds to organizations in areas most impacted by gun violence. While it did have some positive impact, like expanding support and services to violence victims, it seems that there was a, quote, perception of favoritism or bias, unquote, towards those who were selected to benefit from the program. There was one ward leader, for example, who was given almost 60% more than his group initially asked for. 12 organizations, too, received more money than what was requested, while others received less, although the city never provided, quote, additional details or explanation as to why their share was reduced. 20% of the grant money wasn't even spent at all. DoorDash is trying something new in Pennsylvania, states the Philadelphia Inquirer. A pilot program where the company will match 4% of their delivery drivers' pre-tip earnings and deposit it into a benefits account so it can go toward things like PTO, health insurance, and even retirement. And at no impact to DoorDash prices in Pennsylvania. This program will last from this month through September. Dorney Park in Wildwater Kingdom will unveil its new Iron Menace roller coaster this season, says Penn Live. And in honor of its debut, the park teamed up with Illumination Brewing to make the Iron Menace Lager. According to a press release, this beer is smooth and light, something perfect for a hot summer day spent at the amusement park. The Iron Menace Lager is being distributed by Illumination's brand Funk Brewing and will be available at Dorney and select locations in about a week or so. That wraps up today's episode. For more news, drop by PennLive.com. And please don't forget to rate this podcast and to maybe, just maybe, leave it a review. Thanks in advance, and as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and we'll talk during Friday's episode of Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.